brought to you by Penguin.
Mama, You Got This. Written by Emma Bunton. Read by Emma Bunton and Kristen Atherton. Hi there, Mama. Most of you know me for being a Spice Girl, but the achievement I am proudest of in my life is being a mum to my two children. This book is a celebration of your brilliantness for making and having your child. Wow. Isn't that amazing? Yes, but it's also pretty terrifying and probably why so many of us reach for a book just like you're doing right now, hoping it would tell us what to do and take some of the giant responsibility off our hands. If I've learnt one thing about loving and caring for your own child, it's that no one has the definitive guide. All of us are on our own paths, and you are quite literally the only expert in the field of you and your baby. If you're looking for a how-to instruction manual, this book isn't going to help you. I won't pretend I haven't tried plenty of them. I bought every book on the shelf when my babies were born, but they all seemed too prescriptive. It was all sleep regimes and feeding schedules and rules for being a green parent or a free-range parent or whatever kind of parent was happening that week. I was interested in all of those things, but I also didn't need something else on my to-do list. I had enough on my plate as it was, without feeling like I was supposed to be doing even more things and getting those wrong too. What I really, really wanted was a book I could reach for in the middle of the night, when I was so tired I could hardly open my eyes and the milk was pouring out of my boobs and the baby was having a big cry. A book that would give me the information and support I needed without judgment, without making me feel like a failure. A book that would give me honest advice and might even make me chuckle occasionally. Basically, I needed a book that was also my best mate, but not in a fluffy or patronising way. I needed the kind of best mate who gives it to you straight when your hair looks rubbish or your outfit isn't working. Because even though I had all the real-life girl power of the actual Spice Girls on speed dial, as well as my incredible partner Jade and my tireless mum Pauline, I still needed that extra reassurance, something to check in with to make sure I was getting it right. Sometimes it felt a bit like even those nearest and dearest to me didn't always want to tell me the truth. Why had no one told me, for example, that breastfeeding could be so painful or that I would still look pregnant 2 months after I'd given birth? Why did no one tell me? That was the question I asked most in those first few months and years, not always out loud. I've since realised that a lot of fibbing goes on in this motherhood game. I reckon it's a survival strategy. Us women shield each other from the realities of childbirth and having babies, because, let's be honest, if we knew the half of it, we might not sign up for the job so willingly. And then, where would the human race be? Other times, people do tell you things about motherhood, but you don't really get what they mean, or maybe you just don't want to hear it. People tell you that babies keep you up at night and you're going to feel tired, but you don't really understand quite how exhausted a new baby can make you feel until you're living it. People tell you you'll love your baby like you've never loved anyone before, but you don't really get it until they're in your arms, looking at you like a genuine angel from heaven. By the time Beau arrived in 2007, I'd been a Spice Girl for over a decade. Some of the big worries new mums have today hadn't even been imagined yet. Climate change still only happened in far-off lands, and few people knew what a dairy intolerance was. Even being a working mother was still kind of a novelty. Nonetheless, I felt I knew a thing or two.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?